Imagine what it would feel like getting tackled head-on by a 240-pound linebacker. You'd be in serious pain, right? But if you're unbuckled in a car crash at just 50 miles an hour, you become a deadly projectile that can slam into other passengers with 8 times that amount of force. Don't let someone else take the hit. Buckle up and visit buckleup.ohio.gov to learn more. Brought to you by ODOT and ODPS.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new species of dinosaur has been discovered on the Isle of Wight. The fossil is about 125 million years old. And in fact, it's not really newly discovered at all. It's also been named after the sailor Ellen MacArthur. Now, to explain all of this, we're joined by Professor Maria McNamara, Professor of Paleontology at UCC. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's start with the age of the fossil and why it's not really that new.
So you're right, you know, this fossil is 125 million years old, but it has been known for quite some time. This fossil is actually a brilliant example of, you know, an old fossil collection yielding a really exciting new discovery. The specimen has resided in a drawer in the Dinosaur Isle Museum on the Isle of Wight for decades. But it was only recently when Jeremy Lockwood, a PhD student based at the University of Portsmouth and the Natural History Museum in London, he was going through the drawers because he was interested in the iguanodon, these very large herbivorous plant-eating dinosaurs that were able to swap between standing on four legs and standing upright on two legs. And he was working on these as part of his PhD, and he came across this drawer with this specimen. Now, the specimen was labelled up as belonging to existing species, actually, but he realised that there was something very, very weird about this animal's spine, about its backbone. And, you know, the backbones of this particular dinosaur, they had these very long, spikes or processes sticking out. We call them neural spines. So these very exaggerated, long projections from the vertebrae. And he realized that because of these features, it wasn't an existing species. It's actually something completely new and actually something very exciting, because when you find these long neural spines on backbones, they're usually used in modern animals to support some sort of soft tissue structure. And like modern lizards have these, for instance, and they're used to actually support a soft tissue sail or crest down along the animal's back. So this is really exciting because these features, you know, they're not that common overall today. But so what Jeremy did was he examined lots of other, related dinosaurs, lots of other members of the iguanodontid family. And he found that over time, from the late Jurassic into the early Cretaceous, these iguanodont dinosaurs, they started evolving as a group, these long neural spines, and they got bigger and bigger with time. So, you know, this is a feature of this particular dinosaur group. And, you know, these structures are very interesting in terms of their function. Because,
so what do they speculate was the function? I mean, you might think it's decoration. Also, anything protruding like that, it could have a cooling function. Who knows?
Yeah, so these are all good hypotheses to test. And, you know, so you're right. There have been ideas that maybe these sorts of sail-like structures on the back, maybe they're used to regulate body temperature, either to help you get warm if you're basking in the sun or to cool down if you're too hot. But the thing is, in order for that to happen, that sail would have to be really densely populated with loads of blood vessels. But that's a massive risk then in terms of if that sail is damaged, if you're attacked by a predator and the sail is broken, you know, you would like suffer, you know, massive blood loss. So now actually the favored idea is that these large sail structures, that their primary function is actually for display, and especially for display to potential mates. So in effect, they're a sexual display signal. And this is really exciting because, you know, this is giving us an insight into, you know, dinosaur behaviour, as well as the fact that we have a new species.
Now, we know dinosaurs and birds are, of course, distantly related. Therefore, you think, is this particular dinosaur related to the peacock, who has a pretty extravagant display?
So that's a good question. And, you know, the iguanodontids, they are not part of the group of dinosaurs that includes birds. So, you know, they are distant cousins, as it were. And I guess, you know, what the specimen is showing us is that this need to actually evolve bizarre body features to attract mates, you know, this is a really strong driver of evolution, not just in birds and bird-like dinosaurs, but in other dinosaurs as well.
So the question is, why does a display like that attract the female? What is the message that is being conveyed by this extravagance?
Well, these sorts of, you know, exaggerated body features, you know, if you think of it, the tail of a peacock, you know, these are handicaps. These are structures that, you know, they paradoxically, they probably impede your ability to function normally. If you think of how natural selection normally operates, you know, we all, plants and animals, evolve body features that are supposed to help us find food, grow, survive, and reproduce. You know, and a feature like a big sail, that's number one, it's going to get in your way as you're finding food. It's probably going to make you more visible to predators. It's going to make it harder to run away from predators. So these are handicaps. So if you evolve a large structure like this, and if you manage to survive to adulthood, you know, that's a signal to a potential mate that you have survived despite the handicap that that feature represents. So it's a way of saying, look at me, I've got this crazy thing on my back, but I am fit, I am strong, I'm a good mate. You know, my genes are genes of a survivor. So
could it mean, though, that this exaggerated size to a primitive eye would therefore appear to be a larger animal than it was in fact, and perhaps deter some predators?
Yeah, you know, and you're right. And that is something that is discussed as well, that, you know, these features, they have an added bonus of actually make enlarging your apparent body size, which could be a predator deterrent. And, you know, these things could be combined with certain types of colour patterns, you know, colour patterns that might suggest danger. So, you know, there's definitely the possibility, but we don't have any evidence actually of the soft tissues from these dinosaurs yet. So we can only speculate as to how colour and other aspects might have helped deter predators.
So finally, Ellen MacArthur, the round-the-world yachtswoman, why name it after her?
Well, from what I understand, she can sail extremely fast. And so the name, you know, naming the specimen after her is in honour of that, of her track record.
I suppose sailing out of the Isle of Wight herself and obviously getting nowhere without a huge sail, there are kind of parallels.
Exactly, yeah.
Very good. Maria McNamara, Professor of Paleontology at UCC, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.